The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Let's get ready to bumble!
I think it's a right for people that bad at Kev Kerr.
I thought it would be a good time to take a moment, pause from everything, to pay reverence to, man, the pinnacle of determination. Someone that you could really pattern yourself after and admire. And, yeah, learn valuable life lessons from. And that is the single spermazoa, man. The single sperm. You, me, everyone you see, people you've read about, people you see on TV and in movies that have passed, everyone starts as a single microscopic organism. Looks like a little tadpole swimming feverishly to his destination. And, you know, let's look at it, depending on where you get dropped off. Cruising up the birthing canal, and then where do you head? Into the womb. You gotta get through the cervix. Is that right? No. Man, it's been a while since I've been in the female biology, but you're heading towards the egg, and that's been dropped out by the ovaries. Yeah, into the womb. That's right. You have to get through the cervix into the womb where the unfertilized egg is waiting. And you're rocking, swimming. There's no time to stop off at the adult pool for a fucking drink, or drop your belongings off in a locker and go hang out by the wave pool. You've got one single purpose and a very short window of opportunity. There are millions of you. Imagine like the whole population of Austin being dropped off in the same swimming pool at the same time and being told one of you is going to survive. Oh, fuck. I don't know where I'm going with this, but... And then, okay, and then since you made it, since you're the winner of the death race, whatever year you were born, death race 2000. Oh shit, sorry. Oh, I got the AIDS.
Shoot into that stuff, it's a pressure.
God, I can't believe I said that. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
Y'all ready for this?
How's the foot hitting the foot?
Well, Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
But you started out with a crew. You know, there were like 100,000 of you, of your crew. But the other 999,000 of them, they were all on a suicide mission. And they had a single purpose, which was to block and sacrifice for you, to get you in the hold, in the door, in the egg. You know, and once you got in there, you dive in, bury your head in, the egg sets up its perimeter. Fucking defenses. All of these other sperm are coming along, slamming into it. Ah, fuck, what happened? Pow, banging into it again. They can't penetrate it. Sometimes they do, and then you have some abnormalities that result. But for the most part, yeah, everyone else is done. So, and then those, you know, what's left of that crew that escorted you up there, you know, they're like, you know, see you, buddy, good luck. They know that, you know, they're going to die and be absorbed or pissed out, whatever, you know, squirted out. Yeah, that's how it all went down. And now here you are. I mean, you know, it started with all of us, started with, you know, whether you know him or not, or still have contact, or what you think of him, or, you know, before your dad identified as a woman, transitioned and chopped his balls off, he fucking was getting it on with your mom, and fucking, and then, Death Race 2000. Yeah, you don't know, man, where you came out in the mix, but you were pretty fucking determined to hit that egg first. And if you didn't, you wouldn't be sitting there listening to this podcast right now. So, you know, like I said, man, take a moment to reflect on that and take pride in your accomplishments and understand your own behaviors and perhaps some of your fellow human beings around you. You know, now you're in a mix of millions of motherfuckers that all had the same determination that you did at one point. What they've done with it since then, who knows, but yeah, I think it explains a lot. We don't need to get into the birthing process, but since you asked, yeah, I think I made this observation sometime when I was in school, that it seems to me that especially dealing with trauma, PTSD in particular, I mean, anyone who's birthed naturally, you're the doorway into your existence is a fucking trauma. Just reeks of trauma. I mean, you know, imagine you're sound asleep and you're custom-fitted aquatic sleeping bag with all your needs being met, just, you know, sleeping, and when you wake up, you know, you're kinda, maybe you have to reposition a little bit, so your feeding tube that's stuck to your stomach, you know, might be tangled up on one of your legs or something, and then you decide it's a good time to take a piss, let one go. Your mom's amniotic fluids, so it is, it fucking absorbs your little urine, or if you fire a turd out in there. Do you poop in there, mate? I'm sure you do at some point. Yeah, you know, that kind of shit. And then all of a sudden, you don't get an eviction notice. You don't get a 30-day notice that you have to vacate the premises. It's like you're all of a sudden you're in an earthquake. The walls are closing in, literally. Like, they're timed, the contractions. I mean, what the fuck is happening, man? You know, you're not used to this. You're, you know, again, probably kick out a little bit, throw a few punches at the wall. Hey, yeah. By now, you know, you realize you've been living the last couple of weeks or months upside down. You know, like, you know, things have seemed a bit weird lately, a bit off. Hey, this is something I haven't experienced in my 9 months of existence. What the hell's happening? Next thing you know, rah, rah, your head pops out. Pff, there's an asshole right there. You're like, what the hell? You know, so your mom's straining, so you might see a fucking brown torpedo fire out, or at least an air horn. Yeah. And not to mention, she's up there screaming, pushing, telling your dad if he's in the room that she fucking hates him, you know. Then they get you. Once you get out, they, you know, used to be they smack you on the ass, and then if you're a boy, they dismember you. So, welcome to Earth, motherfucker. That's just being born. This is a hellscape. Things are just getting better. Anyway, once again, gotta try to stay positive in this shit. You know, I found myself waking up it once again and thinking, man, I think I'm just one step closer to this pipe dream of living to be 900 years old and walking with God, and, you know, not having any of the ills of the societies of the earth that trouble and torment us, because it's not the way that it should be. But, you know, that's just wishful idyllic thinking, you know, idealism, whatever you want to call it, but fuck it, why not? Sounds good to me.
In what century are they?
Fuck you, son!